Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
As a Christian, I have a great love for Israel and for every single Jewish person in this world. I know that this is a love that God has placed in my heart, even though I've never been to Israel and I may never have the opportunity. I feel such great sadness that there's such hatred in this world for Israel. There are many who cannot and probably never will understand my feelings for Israel. But to me, the people of Israel are my family. We are brothers and sisters in God. I love Israel and the Jews, who I know to be God's chosen people.
My mother was born to Jewish parents. Her father came from Romania and her mother from Ukraine. But my mother decided to become a Catholic when she was 17, so I was never able to know my Jewish family. When I grew older and began to understand God's Word, especially the Old Testament, I realized my obligations to Israel and her people. My wife and I love the people of Israel, and we certainly understand their struggles and pain. My family was persecuted by the Tsar of Russia, and then by the Nazis during World War II. This is why we stand for Israel. And with you, Rabbi Eckstein, for your good work of helping the Jewish people.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people, you can record your prayer on the Fellowship's prayer line at 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.